And Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
You know, they need to bring this show back.
Home Improvement?
Yeah.
I would watch that.
I would definitely watch
that. I'm surprised.
I think Wilson died, though.
Is he dead?
I think he died.
Maybe they have like his kid over there or something.
Right.
I don't know.
I got the fence. I'll play Wilson.
Yeah, you play Wilson. Absolutely. Is he still doing that one show, Last Man Standing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's got that going on. Oh. Yeah, yeah. That's a good show.
Tim Allen, man. A good old Michigan boy.
Good
old local, man.
That's right. He got busted hauling a bunch of cocaine.
Right.
Kalamazoo.
My aunt actually had a class with him.
No kidding?
Yeah, yeah.
Was he all coked up?
Yeah, he was coked up. She was like, yep, he definitely was.
Yeah, awesome. Love it. That's right. Family man. That's right. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
A 30-year-old guy named Darren Young from Maui, Hawaii. Him and his girlfriend broke up earlier this year, and she wound up getting a protection order against him in February. But he violated it one night in May by texting her 144 times.
Okay. Psycho.
With nasty messages. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, psycho. Well, he was in court on Friday, and the judge came up with an unexpected punishment for him. She sends him to have to write 144 nice things to his ex-girlfriend, one for every nasty thing he said. Plus, he has to pay a few fines and do some community service.
I feel like it's like school, you know? You gotta like write that thing 100 times.
On the board.
On the board.
That's exactly it. It'll be interesting to see. I want to see what he writes.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll make this, maybe they'll put it out there, but that's interesting.
It's funny. You know, being a judge like that, just thinking of stuff. You know,
I would do that all, dude.
All
I would
the time.
Think of ridiculous things for people to do. Mm-hmm. You know, if you do something stupid, I'm gonna give you a goofy thing that you have to do, something all embarrassing or something that really makes you think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because jail, whatever.
Right.
You know?
You just, yeah. Something weird. Something
weird that's really going to be, like, that's going to be a pain in the ass. It's going to drive him nuts.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like when the boyfriend cheats on the girl and she makes him, like, stand out with a sign out on the side of the road saying, hey, I cheated on.
Yes, exactly. That's the kind of justice I want to see right there.